Okay, today is Daf Chav Ches, we're on Chav Zayin Amid Beis. We'll go back to Mai Beinayhu. What's the difference between them? Between what? What's the difference between the two brises that discuss the pitur for giving, having to give miser on, I think it was fish or birds, right? We had a whole klal prad klal yesterday in Ribuy. That there's no miser and also maybe no eruv on fish or birds. All right. So my benayu, what's the difference? Amar Abaya, dogim ikke benayu. The difference now is only fish. Manda amar pri. According to the one who says based on klal prad klal or ribuy mi ribuy, you only give miser on pri mi pri. It's a offspring. Vigdule karka. And it has to grow from the ground or get nourishment from the ground, like an animal. Hani dogim, gidule karkaninu, fish, they don't grow from the ground. Gidule karkaninu, right? They don't grow from the ground, right? Dogim gidule karkaninu. You're right. Dogim grow from the ground. Lamanda Omar vlad vlados haaretz. But if you also have the requirement that they have to have offspring on the ground, right? That dogim mimaya ibru. Now they're created in the water. That's on the ground. Now, the reason why we should have started here is because now a whole new thing. When we yom rabaya dogim gidule karkaninu, does the baya even hold that? What did we just say? The dogim are gidule karka. What don't they have? They don't have offspring on the karka. But they're classified as gedule karka. Is that true? Abaya doesn't hold like that. V'amar Abaya, Abaya says, this is in tomorrow's Parsha. Rashi quotes this Gemara in Parsha Shemini. Achal putisa, if you eat some kind of non-kosher fish, loga arpa, you get makas four times. Why four times? So two of them, because there's a prohibition against eating shrutzen, that's two, and two are another two that are specific to water shrutzen, so it's four. Nemala, if you eat a bug, loket chamesh, you get five. What are the five? Two for shrutzen, two for land shrutzen, and three for shrutzen of the earth. Emal is an ant. Tira, if you eat a wasp. It's translated as a wasp. Whatever. It's some kind of flying bug. Lokashesh. You get six. What are the six? Five for the sheretz aretz. And one for a flying sheretz. Okay? Now, we'll just finish the kasha. Then we'll do Rashi and Tosfos. Now, the kasha is, v'im isa, and if it's true, if what's true, that a baya holds that fish are gedule karka, that means a putisa is gedule karka. Why are you only getting four? Imisa, putisa, nami lilki, misham asheret, asheret, alaret. Right? Which means you should get malkus seven times. Why? Five for the sheret, alaret, and two for the water. Doesn't say that. So we're going to give a whole different shot in a Abaya to have a whole different answer. Elam Rav, Ravina. Ravina is going to say, ofos, the difference is birds. The difference is going to be birds, not fish. Fish can't be right. So look at the Rashi of Tzira Lokashesh. If it's Tzira, what's Tzira? A wasp, you get six malchus. Shehi Shera Ta'of. V'loki B'chol Hani Chamisha. You always get five. For any bug, you get five. So if it's a wasp, you add on one for flying. Mosef Allah B'chol Shera Ta'of. Sheket Hu Lo Yachel. V'mishna Torah Harei Shesh. That one actually is not in Shemini. It's in Dvarim. Now Rashi says like this: the high dichsiv, and it says in Kedoshim Tiyu. It says in Kedoshim. There's a pasuk in Kedoshim that says, "Lo tishaksu et nafshoseichem." Don't eat something disgusting. Ba behema uba of uba chal asher tirmosh. Anything that crawls, says Rashi, "Lo chashiv le." That doesn't count. That pasuk doesn't count. What's wrong with that pasuk? Says Rashi, to be behemah v'chayev of gedolim mishtoi. That's talking about big animals. V'lo b'shrotzim, It's not talking about shorts in that pasuk. That pasuk is talking about large animals.
The lo,
velo b'shratzim. The lo k'siv b'hu sheretz. Doesn't say the word sheretz in that pasuk. The loshen sheretz davar hu nod ba'aretz. Sheretz means something that crawls on the earth. Ve'no nire el yadei sheyirtu v'richashu v'nei k'tono. You don't really see it's moving even. The only reason that you see it's moving is because it's moving. You don't really see the legs. So small, says Rashi. So therefore, that pasuk in Kedoshim is not another lav for eating. Thank you. It's not another lav for eating shratzim. Okay? Good? Asks Tosfos an impossible question. Tosfos asks, listen to this question. Pirish b'kuntris, top Tosfos. Daha d'sim b'kedoshim lo t'shakzu. The fact that it says the Kedosh al Deshakhtu, that doesn't mean bug, that means animals. Right? Ubachal Asher Tirmos Hadama, it says the word Tirmos, which means to slither. Right? That's Bigdolim Mishtoi. The Loksiv Sheretz. It doesn't say the word Sheretz. Vikasha says Tosvos, Tibiparak Dalav Mitos, it's a Hedron, it says Darshinan, we learn, it says Ubachal Chaya Haromeses, every Chaya that crawls, slithers. Zed Nachash. That includes the Nachash. Mashma. It's Mashma. Dirimisha Nami Havidavi Havadavar Harochesh Kimo Nachash. Haolech Agachano. That Mashma includes the snake, which does slither. What's going on here? Mufarish Harav Yaakov, the Orleans. Yaakov from the town of Orleans explains. Dibimi'ila Dibiperek Kidche Mizbeach Muki Haikra Dafka Bishmona Shratzim. That pasuk in Kedoshim, which says only the creepy crawly things, is only talking about shratzim. It's only talking about the shmona shratzim. Tetziv asher hevdalti es lachem latame muvdalim davar akasim. So that's different, and they're different because they're talking about... Okay. No, so Rashi said, it was only talking about large animals.
No, because he's using each and every one of those times that the pasuk mentions the words teams or this or whatever else. So by eliminating that, you only
gain
one lot then.
No. Rashi went off on a tangent. How, what about the pasuk in Kedoshim? So Rashi said that pasuk in Kedoshim is not talking about bugs. That pasuk in Kedoshim is talking about large animals. Ask Tosfos, but it's not true. Because the word romes is used by the Nachash. And Nachash is not a big animal, doesn't it? Right? So Rashi can't be right. So Tosfos' answer is no. That pasuk in Kedoshim, I'm not arguing on the Gemara at all. The pasuk in Kedosha, Rashi said, it's talking about big animals. No, it's talking about the Shmona Shratzim, which do crawl. Yet, they're not bugs. They're like frogs and weasels, things like that, which are different. The problem with Tosfos is, Tosfos has a kasha from a pasuk that was written before the Chet, where the Medrash says that the snake had legs. What kind of kasha is Tosfos asking? What kind of kasha is this? The Ritva asked this. What kind of kasha is this? The kasha doesn't make any sense. Unless you want to argue on that medrash. Right? So the snake had legs. Bring me a riot. Rashi can't be right because the snake crawled.
Did Tosfos have that medrash?
I don't know. But the snake had legs, says the Ritva. What's Tosfos talking about? After the Chet, he lost his legs. What? That's Tosfos' premise. The whole premise is based on the fact that the snake it slithers. So says the Ritva, but that didn't slither. Didn't slither when this pasuk was written in Bereishis Perek Aleph. Right? It's in Bereishis. Where am I? Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Ches. Says Ritva. At that point, the snake didn't have any, didn't slither. What kind of kasha is this? Dol kasha is not a kasha. Okay. Next. Okay, no, that was just a nice tangent. Back to the Gemara. Ela Amar Avina, Ofo Seke Benayu. The difference is birds. Lamanda Amar Pri, Vigadule Karka. If you hold that the requirement has to be pre-mi-pre, it gives birth, right? To gedule karka, hani nami gedule karka nenu. Birds also gedule karka. Ulamanda amar vlad vlados haaretz. But if you hold it has to be offspring, hani ofos mina rakak nivru. They're created in the rakak. I don't know what that means in English. Some kind of mud. Now, man demarbi ofos maitamaihu.
What's
going on here? What's going on here with why do they include birds and why do they exclude birds? So In order to answer this question, a minute of background. There is something called a klal and a prat, and there's something called a prat and a klal. What's a klal and a prat? A klal and a prat, for example, is you can bring a carbon from any animal, from bakar and son. Klal is any animal, the prat is bakar and son. The rule is, when you have a klal and a prat, you can only take from the prat. You can only use the prat. If so, why was the klal even written? Why did the Torah just say, to bring animals, bring bakar and son? Why does it say it like that? Bring any animal, only bakar and son. Right? Why does it say it like that? So the answer is, it said that way. The Seder Olam, the Halichas Olam explains, it said that way to not make the mistake of maybe darshaning some Kal V'Chomer or some other halacha, and then somehow you'll make other halachas out of this. The Torah purposely says a klal, even though it's not relevant, and then a prat, which is only relevant. You have the other way around. You have a prat and a klal. What's an example of a prat and a klal? A prat and a klal, for example, would be where the Torah says, if I give you something to watch, I gave you a shor, I gave you a shor, a chamor, a shor, a seh, right? And then it says, v'chol behema, or any animal, a dog, a kitten, an elephant. So why does it say it like that? A prat, all the pratin, and then the klal. So what's the rule? The rule is the klal wins. In other words, when the pasuk says, I give you a shor, a chamor to watch, it doesn't really mean a shor and a chamor. Then it says, v'chol behema, any animal. So again, why was the prat written if it doesn't mean anything? Again, the Halichas Olam says that you shouldn't lafuke a kal v'chomer or some other limud you might come up with. Okay. Now, when you have a klal prat klal, is it a klal and a prat, and then the klal comes to mess up the prat? Or is it a prat and a klal, and then the first klal comes to mess up the second klal? You hear that? That's what they're arguing about. Good? Man de Merabi Ophos. The one who learns out Ophos, Kasavar he holds. Klale Basra Dafka. The second klal is Dafka. In other words, Prat Uklal. You have a Prat and a Klal. Nase Klal Mosif ala Prat. Normally, the Klal is Mosif on the Prat. Like I said, Ashar, Rachamor, Raseh. V'chol behema, any animal really is I can lend you, and all the rules apply. By watching my animals, any animal. The Torah first gave you a prat, then gave you a klal. The klal rules. V'israbi lahu kol mili, anything's included. V'ahani klal akama, and now the first klal comes along. L'meute kol dilo damila mishnei tzadim, and comes to exclude everything that's not comparable from both sides. What does both sides mean? For example, fish, right? Fish don't fit into this. Why not? Because they're not gedulei karka, right? So they're not gedulei karka. So that pasuk that said b'chol asher tava b'nafshecha, whatever that pasuk about by the meiser, fish not included. But ofos are included because they do have growth from the ground. And they have lados, they would be included. Ulaman de mamayit ofos, and the one who says not ofos, Tzavri holds, klal akama dafka. The first klal is important. The first klal rules. It's klal uprat. There's a klal and a prat. The ein beklal omashim uprat. And if I have a klal and a prat, like for example, you could bring a carbon from any animal, only from bakar and son. So the klal said any animal. Bakar and son will mamayit. So what rules now? The prat rules. You can't bring a carbon from any animal. That's not even true. I can only bring from Bakar and Zon. Right? Hani in, midyachmini lo. Yeah, the prat, yeah. Anything not in the prat, no. Vahani klalabasra. Now the second klal comes along. It's le rabuye called the domila mishloshet stadin. And it will come to include everything that's similar to it from all sides. What's not similar from all sides? Fish. Birds. Why not? Because they're not created on the ground. They're created in the mud. What about an animal? Any animal? Any animal would be okay. Any kosher animal would be okay. Why? Any kosher animal want to bring for a carbon, want to bring to eat the meat, that would be okay. Why? Because it's comparable in all ways. a non-kosher animal would not be comparable. You can't bring that as a you cannot eat that. That's what's going on over here. Okay. Amar Yehuda Mishmei Derav Shmuel Bar Shiel Mishmei Derav Ma'arvin Ba'papuin. You can use papuin. It's some kind of a vegetable. Do they translate that? Okay. What?
Yeah.
What do they call it? Okay. Ubechal galgalos, and you could also use that, some wild herb. Ube gudgonios, and you could use gudgonios, which is coriander.
Yeah.
What's the second one?
Purslane.
Purslane, and you could use coriander. Avalo b'chuz, but you can't use chuz, which is the shoots of tvua, right? Velo b'kafonios, and you can't use bad dates. Ube gudgonios mima arvin, but you could use coriander, botanya, gudgonios, mirube bonim, if you have a lot of children, yochu, you're allowed to eat that. Why? Because it prevents you from having children. So if you already have children, then you can eat that. Chashuche bonim, if you don't really have children, lo yochu, don't eat that. Because it prevents you from having children, you're still working on that. Vim hukshu, lozera, if it got hard, then af mirube bonim lo yochu, nobody should eat that. Why? It's a big sakana. Anyway, so how could you eat this? How could you use this for an eruv? So tirgama ashalo hukshu lazera. No, so we're talking about you're using it for a case where it didn't get hard yet, and mube banim, and you have a lot of children. So you're allowed to use that for an eruv. See, from here, this mandamer holds that it has to be something that's fit for you. It has to be something fit for you. Ah, my neighbor doesn't have any children, he just got married. He's a newlywed. He can't use this. He's got to have. He can't eat this stuff. It's dangerous for him, right? So he taka can't. I could, but the by table all on the chashuchei banim. Even if someone doesn't have any children, why the chazalim ruvei banim? Because the people that do have children are allowed to use it. The guy is an old timer. He could use it. He's already past the age of having children. So no issue for him. Milo tnan ma'arvin lanazir b'yayin l'yisrael b'truma. Didn't we learn that a nazir could use wine and a yisrael could use truma? Even though it's not edible for them, Alma, afagapta l'chazilahai, somebody can eat that. Not this guy, but somebody can. Hachanami, afagapta l'chazilahai, chazilahai. V'boi seima, ki kama Rav, when Rav said this halacha, behindakuki midai. He was talking about from Media region, that's the kind he was talking about. That's not dangerous to anybody. That's what he meant. He meant something else. Okay. Now, ubechaz is low. Now that he used chazes, the shoots of tvu, you're not allowed to use that. We said it's not edible, whatever, you're not allowed to use it. Is that true? I'm reviewed on my Rav. Kishos, v'chazit, whatever that is. V'chazit, and whatever that is. Ma'arvin behen. You're allowed to. Not only that, v'varchal and bor pri adama. And you make a hadama. Says the Gemara lo kasha. That's not a kasha. Ha, when do we say, when Rav said, you're not allowed to use it, that's mekame to asa Rav l'bavel. That's before Rav came to Bavel. Ha, when did he say that's when he said you can't use it. But then when he showed up in Bavel, and he saw everybody eating it, ha, lebasa to us Rav leBavel. After Rav came to Bavel, he said, come on, I didn't realize, this is taka, very common. So the Gemara asks, u Bavel have a ruva da alma? But the whole world goes by the crazy people in Bavel. They govern what's the norm? V'atanya, but we learned in a brisa, hapol, a bean, Vasaora and barley, Vatilson and some kind of, what's Tilson? Fenugreek. Shazaron liyarak. If you plant it to be vegetables, butla daita etzel kaladam. Your das is bottle. Why is your das bottle? Because that's so very abnormal. Lefikach, therefore, zaron chayiv, the seeds are still chayiv in meiser, but biyark and putter, but the yarak is not. If it does go into vegetables, putter, because nobody eats that. Hashachlayim. What's that sound? Cress?
Yeah.
Veha gargir. What's gargir?
Garden
what?
Garden rocket.
The shezaron liyarak that you plant for a vegetable. Ms. Astrin, yarak, vizera. You have to give meiser off the yarak, off the vegetables, and the seeds, because it's edible. It's very wordy here. Zaron lizera. If you plant it for a seed, Ms. Astrin, Zera, Viara. You also have to give Meister for a seed and for the vegetables. Why? Again, because it's edible. Anyway, the question was, how could you say that Rav changed his mind when he came to Bavel because he saw people eating it? It's doesn't make a difference. That's a minority. It's a minority. It's a minority practice. And butler died to eifel kol adam. So the Gemara answers, ki kamar Rav. Rav was talking about when you could use it for an eruv, bida gud niyasa, when it's a garden variety, and that is edible. Okay? Now, Tosfos asks a great question. In the third to last Tosfos, ubechol hev havi ruba de alma. That's Bavel, I'm sorry, Bavel. Bavel's ruba de alma. So, Tema, amaylo mishani, because the mishani beperek chavis. Why don't we give the same answer we gave back in Shabbos when this came up? Me dummy, Aravia Asra. Aravia is a country. What do you mean that the country is a minority? The whole country does it like this. The whole country does it like that. What do you mean it's a minority? That they used to feed the camels thorns. In Arabia. But the whole country does that. You tell me that's abnormal? Then the whole country practices like that. Hacha butler died to eitzel kol adam? What kind of answer is that? Oh, don't worry about Bavel. That's butler died to. They're off the wall. That's true. The whole country's off the wall. The case over here with Yesh Lomar, the Hassan Vadai Shach L'Chalik. This is what Tosfos gives an answer. He says, if it's only available in that region, like, if I had a camel, I would also feed him thorns. But I don't have a camel. So then you don't say butler died to eifel kol adam. The only reason they do it in Arabia is because it's only common in Arabia. So of course you don't say butler died to eifel kol adam. However, this stuff is available in the whole world. But they only ate it in Bavel. You know what? That's a minority. That's a minority opinion. That's a minority practice. Butler died to eifel kol adam. It's a minority. Like imagine, you have something, some guy, then the Tosfos says this guy used to squeeze the pomegranate a certain way. Nobody does that.
But isn't it obvious that that should be valid to make an eruv in Bavel?
No,
so
that's exactly the rule. Butler died to eifel kol adam. This is going to come up in the next 2 days again. Butler died to eifel kol adam. Nobody does it like that. But it's available in the whole world. If it would only be available there, then we wouldn't say this rule. That's what Tosfos is saying. It's a very good yisod. But camels. The reason we didn't say it by Arabia is because the only reason they do that in Arabia is because it's only common in Arabia. If I had a camel, you had a camel, you'd do the same thing. Why? That's the norm. Happens to be they only sell them in Arabia. They only grow in Arabia. They only live in Arabia. But here, they live in the whole world. So Rav was in one place. Nobody ate that. Then he comes to Bubba, oh, they're eating it over here. Oh, you see, now it's valid. And that's not valid. It's a minority. And if it's a minority, it's butler daita. Certainly, a guy in one house does a crazy thing, it's butler daita. Certainly that. So basically, it's a big house. Happens to be the whole country does something crazy. Butler daita. If it wouldn't be available anywhere else, we might not say that. Okay.
Do you agree with that? I mean,
yes, it makes a lot of sense.
If the whole country eats hot dogs for breakfast, then that the whole country eats hot, you know, whatever it is. Why
everybody in the world doesn't, except for one small minority place.
No,
right, even though
5 million people in this country eat it, so in that country, it's not acceptable. Why
so does so the Gemara say that? We don't say that.
So you say that that's only
the 5 billion people do one way, and you have 4 or 5 billion people do another way.
So a guy in that country, not the guy in the other country, the guy in that country where they do it is making the Arab.
What? So that's the chiddush. The chiddush is we don't say that.
Because we oftentimes have situations where halacha is one thing in a certain area.
Correct. We're going to get to that. Mara is going to say in 2 days from now, what's the size of a cloth that can contract tumah? So it depends if you're a poor person or a rich person. Why? Because poor people use smaller patches. Rich people, patching, throw it out. Right? So you see there's a difference. So we're going to get to that in the next 2 days. That's it. The next 2 days is going to come. Well, right, exactly. So we're going to cut.
Who cares what the 1% does?
What?
Who cares what the 1%
does? So we're going to get to that in the next 2 days. Because it's going to come up with, if you have meat, can you use meat that's uncooked or that's cooked a certain way for an Eruv. So nobody does it like that. No, they do. That's over there, that country, they eat it like that. Right? Like it used to be, nobody ate sushi. Nobody did that. Only in Japan. Now the whole world does it. So something changed. So the Gemara is going to say, what about the patches by rich and poor people? So we're going to have it in the next 2 days. I think it's Sunday stuff. It's maybe tomorrow. I don't remember. Anyway, Zera Gargir Lamai Chazi. What is this Gargir good for? What do you do with it? Right? Amar of Yochanan, Shekhinah Rishonim, originally, Shelo Hayu Lehen Palpalin, if they didn't have pepper, Shochakin Osan, they would grind it up, Umavatlin, Umatavlin Bo Es Ha Tzli. And they would use it, to spice up the cooked food. Okay? So Tosfos asks on top, Hikshur Rab Shimon, Im Kain, Mehai Taima, Nami Palpalin Chayavah B'Maiser. Then if that's the case, pepper should also be Chayav and Maiser. V'Im Kain, Metamen Tomas Ochlin. Then it also should be Metamen as food. Daha Baha Talia, because they go hand in hand. That issue goes hand in hand. Right? Toma and Maiser go hand in hand. Even though we're going to see now that they don't go hand in hand. Kedamar Ba Perak Ba Simen. V'Hasan B'Gemara Maisi, Nimnu V'Gamrush, Ein Palpalin Metamen Tomas Ochlin. But we learned in Nida, I believe that is, that's not true. That Papalin is not Matame. V'yesh Lomar, the Gittosus answers, well, here, Dahad, the Gargir Chayav B'Maiser, Lavishav Demat Bilin Bo, not because it's a spice, Elamishav B'Kishesh Ochagin Oso, if you grind it up, Chazil L'Meichal B'Enei, you can eat it straight out. But Papalin, Aval Ein Regilis L'Shochko, but nobody does that really, it's uncommon, Kedil Ochlo B'Enei, to eat it straight out, El Kedil L'Tabal Bo, only use it as a spice. Aval Papalin, but pepper, Gam Ki Nishchaku Lo Chazil B'Enei. Nobody eats that. Nobody eats pepper. Nobody takes a spoon of pepper and eats it. It's only used for a spice. Therefore, we'll put it in a miser. Therefore, it's patur for miser. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Reb Zeira, listen to this. Ki havi chalosh migirse, when he was tired from learning, havi ozel, he would go, v'yasev apischa de Rav Yehuda bar Ami, he would go and sit at the entrance of Rav Ami's yeshiva. Amar, he said, ki nafki v'ayli rabbanon, when the rabbanon come in and out, okay, Mikame, I'll stand up for them. I'm not that I can do. I can't concentrate anymore. I need a break. So I'll go stand by the yeshiva, and when the chachamim walk in and out, I'll stand up. V'kabel buhu agra, and I'll get tchar for that. Asks everybody, didn't we learn Masechtas Avos in the first parak, which is the Shabbos, that you should be Mishamish Hashem Shalo Almanas Kabel Tchar? What's he saying? I'm going to stand over there and get tchar. That's not how would you behave. He gives an unbelievable answer. The answer is given by the Onig Yontif, in the name of the Marsha. The rule that you can't do a mitzvah for schar only applies by a mitzvah you have to do. I'm going to put on tefillin this morning, I'm going to get schar for putting on tefillin this morning. No, you have to do that. If it's a mitzvah you don't have to do, I don't have to go stand over there and do this. I can just take a nap. I don't have to do that. It's a voluntary mitzvah. I don't have to go there and stand up for people. Then you're allowed to say that I'm doing it for schar. It's an unbelievable answer. Right? Unbelievable words.
Yeah.
Right? Makes a lot of sense. Okay. I'm gonna keep Shabbos to Shabbos, I can get schar. You have to keep Shabbos regardless. That's not why you're supposed to keep Shabbos to get schar. You're supposed to keep Shabbos because you want to do something extra above and beyond? Then you can do it for schar.
Yeah,
unbelievable words. Such a good word. Yeah.
If you're sitting in the best midrash, you have to stand.
Right, anyways, correct. But you don't have to go there. You don't have to go. He needs a break. Take a nap. He can take a shluff. He can read the paper. He can write. He can do whatever he wants. He can veg out. Or he can go and get some schar. That he's allowed to do that. Such a great vart, no? Such a great vart.
Yes.
Anyway, Nafak, he went there. Asa Yenuka, the Beirat. So one of the boys comes out. Amalei. So Zera tells him, my Agmar Chrabba, what did you learn today, little boy? So Amalei, he tells him, we learn like this. Kishos, what's kishos? Haps? Haps, barapi adama. That you make a adama. And chaziz, shakol neabidvaro. Chaziz, you make a shakol. So Amalei, so Zera scratched his head. Adrab ibchum etabra, just the opposite. Makes sense. Hi, chaziz, me ara kamarabu, goes to the ground. The hi, and kishos, is me avira kamarabu. Apparently, it's like mushrooms. Apparently, it like grows in the air. So you should make a shakol on that. It doesn't make sense. It's the opposite thing. Vilchasa, by the way, Vilchasa kinuka de beirav. Halacha is like a little boy. That's how we paskin. Why? My timer. Why? Because hi is gemar pri. The kishos is considered a gemar pri. So it's a gemar pri. You make the gemar is going to ask, what about the fact that it grows in the air? The gemar is going to say it's not true. The hi, the reason why I made a shahakal on chazis is lav gemar pri. It's not a gemar. It has to grow more. You're eating it when it's not 100%. You never make it. You only make a shahakal on that. Ah, he said one grows in the air, one grows on the ground. Lohi, that's not true. Kshus nam meikara me'ara kam rabi. Kshus really grows in the ground. The hakachazin, because we see the katlina leila his masa that we cut it down for some what's his masa firewood. We cut it down. We cut it off for some reason. Umayisi kshus, and then it dies. Okay. Now, ubakasnios ein ma'arvin, which you can't use bad dates for an eruv, like we said on Amud Aleph, v'atanya, but we learned kar's hearts of palm, nikach bekesef meiser, hearts of palm, you can use meiser money to buy it. However, ve'ein matami tumas ochlin. Funny thing, you can use meiser money to buy things that are not meiser. You can't use meiser money to buy jewelry. Not allowed to do that. It has to be food. So you can buy hearts of palm, but hearts of palm, by the way, is not makabel tumah, which is a funny split. Rashi says it's not makabel tumah, the lav ochelhu, because it's not food. However, you can use it to buy food, Rashi says. The primi pri gedulei karkahu. It grows from the ground, but it's not food. And the kafnios and beadates, niknach, nikchos, the kesef meiser. You can buy that. You can use that for kesef meiser. Umetamos tumas ochlin. And there's a time for tumas ochlin. So why can't you use it for an eruv? Why can't you use it for an eruv? So if you hear the Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, before we get to the answer, kor, hearts of palm, harehu ke'etz l'chol dvarav, it's like wood in every respect, ela shenikach b'kesef meiser, but you can use it for kesef meiser. Ubekasniot, which is the same exact thing as the Tanakhama. He just said the exact same thing. The Gemara is going to ask that. Ubekasniot, be'adet, harehin kipri l'chol dvarav rehim, it's like a fruit in every respect, ela shepetur is menameiser, it's putter for meiser, that's different. However, what do you see from here? Everybody holds that kafnios are fruit. Even Rabbi Yehuda said it's a pre l'chol divrehem. So if it's a pre l'chol divrehem, Tanakhama certainly held it's a pre in every respect, even for tumah. Why can't you use it for an eruv? So the Gemara answers hasam over there. When we said that it's b'tamei tumas ochlin b'dinischini, Rashi explains. I'm not sure what this means. Rashi explains, we're talking about, I'll read it to Rashi inside. The Rashi of Benitzchini, B'dekalim Zecharim, with male trees. Male trees, Sha'os and Kafnios, it makes these Kafnios, V'einam Nasim Tamarim La'olam, but it doesn't really make ripe ones. U'bekafnios Hu Gmar Peron, that is the Gmar. That all they do is make bad dates. Therefore, V'log Temosim B'Nisan, you gather them in Nisan, V'hanu Uchlun in it, it's like food. Vigi Kikama Rav, what was Rav talking about when he said you don't use kafnios, you can't use bare dates? That's binikavos. That's talking about female trees. Shekafnios shalahen, od nasim tamarim. They're going to ripen into full-fledged good dates. Hilkach akati lo gmar prihu. Right now it's not a gmar pri. What that means, I have no idea. What's a female tree? Well, the answer is, when Rav said you can't use them for Erev, he was talking about dates that are bad, that are going to mature into better ones. Therefore, you can't use them now because they're no good. But all this halachas here about meiser, it's because that's the gemar. And therefore, you can use it for meiser. Ihachi, the ma'a lemer b'hud, the paturus min a meiser. Then why does b'hud say the pater for meiser? V'atanya, amar b'hud, lo huskiru, pagi b'tusi. We only mentioned pagi b'tusi, el in the meiser b'vad. Pagi b'tusi, these dates. Uva'ahini dituvina chayavim b'meiser. All these things are chayav and meiser. So then, why are these bad dates different? El olam really lav benitzchi. Really, we're all talking about these bad dates everywhere. Uleinyan tumas ochlin shiny. Tumas ochlin is different. Why is it different? Kedam Rav Yochanan. Howel v'royal lismiskan ayadei or because it's bad now, but it could be made good. It could be made good. By cooking it. Hachanami, Hawel v'yachol l'mesakin ayidea or. Rabbi Yochanan said it somewhere else, and we could say the same thing over here. The reason why it would be chayv in meiser, right? Right. So the question was that Rabbi Yehuda held that kafniyot are chayv in meiser, right? So therefore, we can't say that the Brisa was talking about also male. So really we're talking about female. What's the difference? The difference is it could be made edible. Where did Rabbi Yochanan say that? On the following. Titania, Shkedim, Hamarim, Be'ed Da'amin, Ketanim, small ones, Chayavin, Archayiv, and Meiser, Gedolim, Peturid. If they're big, they're Potter. Mesukim, if they're sweet, Gedolim, Chayavin, the big ones are Chayiv, Ketanim, Peturid, the small ones are Potter. Reb Shimon, Reb Yossi, Omar, Mishum, Aviv, Zevazel, Liftar. They're both Potter. Why are they both Potter? The bitter ones are Potter no matter what. Why? Because Gedolim, they're not food, and the Ketanim, they're not finished. They're both chayev. Amar vila, the horror of Yochanan, Rav Chinah b'Tzipori, k'divrei ha'omer zevazel liftar. I hold they're both potter. Ulaman d'amar zevazel chayev l'may chazi. But if you hold they're chayev, why are they chayev? They're not edible. They're so bitter. Well, Amar Yochanan, however, why l'masakan like they are, but you can cook them. And if you cook them, they'll become okay. So just like you have the ability to cook them, so too, you have the ability to cook these dates, and therefore they're chayev ma'aser. Now, Amar Mar, we learned before, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Kar, Hareu Ke'etz Echol Dvarav, Kar is the status of a tree, not a non-fruit in all respects, Ela Shrikach Bekesef Meiser. But you can use it to buy Meiser. You can use Meiser money to buy it. So Hainu Tanakama, the Tanakama says the exact same thing. So Omer Abaya, Shalaku V'Tognu Ikebenayu. So the difference will be if you cook it. Maskefla Ravina, Miyakul Amanda Omer Shalaku V'Tognu Lo. Does anyone hold it if you cook it? It's not going to be Meiser? It's not going to be Chayav? Anyone hold that? Vatanya, Ha'or v'Hashilya, the hide or the shilya of an animal, Ein Metamin Tumas Ochlin. That's not Tami Tumas Ochlin. Why not? Because that's not Ochlin. The last time I saw somebody eat the shilya of an animal, that'll be in the Guinness Book of Records. Nobody does that. However, Ar Sheshalku, if you cook it, the shilya Shechishev Alav, if you think about it, you're going to cook it, you're going to use it, then tomato Tomas Ochlin. Then it is. So what do you see? Even though something's not really edible, but if you cook it, it will be edible, then it's edible. Who argues on that? Ella Amar Avara, Ikbenel Bracha. No. The whole difference is the Bracha. What Bracha do you make on this? That's all machlokas. That's what they're arguing. What Bracha do you make on the hearts of palm? Didmar, Kar, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Bar Pi Adama. Ushmul Amar, Shakol Yambit Varo. That's the only machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bar Pi Adama Ochlahu. It's a food. Not only is it a food, it grows from the ground. Rishmul Amar Shakol Neibed Varo. Kivet Shesofu Lahakshos. Since it's going to end up becoming inedible, Lamavachin and Le Bar Pi Adama. You don't make a Hadama. Now Amal Shmuel or Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel says to Rabbi Yehuda, Shinina, smart one. Kavasech Mistabra. I think you're right. Why? The hot tzinnon. This tzinnon. What's tzinnon? This radish. A radish. Shesofo lahakshos, it's going to end up getting hard. And we still make a hadama, even though it's going to get hard. Velohi, that's not really right. Why? Tzinnon, radish, not the intia daita de pugla. The reason why a tzinnon is grown, it's grown for the fruit. So of course the halach is going to remain the same. Dikla, but a palm tree, lo not the intia daita de kura, you don't plant a palm tree for the hearts of palm. That's a byproduct. Therefore, I thought, right? You can't compare the case of that to that. The radish tree is planted for the radishes. It's known as radishes, right? That's why it's planted. Here, you don't plant a palm tree for the hearts of palm. You plant the palm tree for the palms, for the dates. Hearts of palm is a byproduct. Now, by the way, I forgot the Kalse Shmuel of Yehuda. Hilchas Kavase de Shmuel. Even though he prays of Yehuda, we still paskin like Shmuel. Okay? We'll stop here by the two dots. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.